Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today, we will introduce you to the book Power of Now. In recent years, people's pace of life is accelerating, and the pressure of competition is also increasing. This leads to frequent occurrences of depression, anxiety, and other mental disorders. According to the Global Emotions Report conducted by the analytics company Gallup, over the years, the social negative mood index of global respondents has increased year by year, and people around the world are more depressed, angry, and scared than ever. German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer believes that the life of an individual is a constant struggle. Do you agree? What kind of emotional pain have you experienced in your life? How can we face our pain and be free from it? Perhaps you can find the answer in The Power of Now. The author of this book is the world-famous spiritual mentor, Eckhart Tolle. In his youth, Tolle also suffered from depression, anxiety, and at times was even suicidal. However, just when he was on the brink of complete despair, an unexpected experience miraculously liberated him. Since then, he has been living in a state of serenity and peace. The experience, at that time, completely changed Tolle's life. Since then, he has devoted himself to explaining, integrating, deepening this change, and sharing his practical experience to others. At present, he gives lectures all over the world. Through teaching, he conveys this message to people in simple and clear language: we can free ourselves from this pain and move deeply into the world of inner peace. The Power of Now, which originated from Tolle's lectures, seminars, and consulting meetings, is a classic. This book helps us realize that we feel pain and live with constant anxiety because we have been under the control of our brain. We are constantly recalling the past and worrying about the future, when in truth the past and the future are just meaningless conceptions of time. Everything is happening in the present, and that is all we will truly ever have. Only by focusing on the now can we be free from pain and achieve inner peace and serenity. Let's read this book for you from the following three aspects. Part 1, why do people feel pain? Part 2, how does moving deeply into the now ease pain? Part 3, how can we move deeply into the now? Chapter 2. We have previously unlocked Yuval Noah Harari's Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow, in which he says, for countless generations, our biochemical system adapted to increasing our chances of survival and reproduction, not our happiness. Achieving real happiness is not going to be much easier than overcoming old age and death. Almost no one can be in a state of constant happiness. There will always be moments when we are in great pain. What kind of pain have you been through? Have you ever wondered why we experience pain? What is the cause of our suffering? Pain is the result of our state of mind. The mind is a tool of your brain which may help us if we use it correctly. If it is not used properly, it will bring us a lot of pain. Let's take a look at how our minds create pain for us. First of all, our minds are controlling us. Our minds are best at constantly associating through comparison, analysis, judgment, which results in the incessant creation of ideas that come and go. If you have ever come across a mentally disturbed person on the street, you may see them incessantly talking or muttering to themselves. You might think, why do they talk so much? They are not so different from yourself actually. Your stream of consciousness is likely just as active as theirs. The only difference is, you don't verbalize it. Now, take a moment to observe your own thoughts. What is going on in your mind at this moment? Can you stop thinking? Of course you can't. Not being able to stop thinking is a pain that all of us experience. What is even more concerning is that most of us never reflect on the state of our own minds, yet unconsciously identify with it. We think that these are my ideas, my thoughts, my choices, and that entity of thinking is ourselves. When we identify with our thoughts, emotions, likes and dislikes, we are actually captured by our minds and unwittingly become slaves to it, allowing it to control our whole life. Are you a little confused right now? Isn't it me who is thinking about the problem? Isn't it me who feels joy and sorrow? No. It's just the self-image you have slowly sketched out in your mind since birth. This false self, created by the brain's mind, is called the ego. The ego is an illusion, and it has been living in a state of fear and lack. People's fear of loss, failure, and injury all stem from the ego's fear of death. People constantly pursue wealth, fame, status, and power, which is the ego's attempt to make up for its own emptiness and apathy through identification with the outside world. People often feel lonely and lost because of the existence of the ego, which blinds us to who we really are. Therefore, the more people identify with the ego created by our minds, the more agony they will feel. Second, our minds make us suffer from negative emotions. Emotion is the manifestation of the mind in our body. For example, an aggressive thought will make people feel angry and the body will immediately enter a state of fight. When threatened, people feel frightened and the body will instinctively become smaller. We usually are not consciously aware of our thinking patterns. We feel an emotion, then realize what we are thinking. Being unaware of our emotions and controlled by our minds causes us to experience more pain and suffering. The pain caused by negative emotions can be divided into the pain of the now and the pain of the past. The pain of the now comes from the resistance to the status quo, and the degree of pain depends on the intensity of that resistance. For example, in a relationship, when the two parties break up, it will be more painful for the one who cannot accept the fact of the breakup. The more they resist, the more painful it will be. If the pain of the now is not resolved in time, it remains in our bodies and accumulates with the pain of the past to form a negative emotional energy field, which Tolle calls the pain body. In most cases, the pain body is dormant. With the passage of time, we seem to feel less pain, but in fact, it is not reduced, but hidden in the body, lying dormant. When we experience a situation in present associated with the pain of the past, the pain body will be triggered. What motivates the pain body may be an idea, a glance, or simple throwaway sentence someone says to us. Once it is triggered, the pain body will elicit an over-the-top negative response. A normally sane person suddenly transforms into a destructive stranger, causing grief for themselves and those around them. For example, when couples quarrel, it is common for them to remember the wrongs the other has committed in the past and bring it up in the present argument. This causes a bigger fight between the two, mutual losses, and can even lead to the destruction of their relationship. This is the consequence of a triggered pain body. Finally, our minds trap us in time. If you observe the thoughts in your head, you will find that most of the thoughts are either memories of the past or expectations for the future, such as, I met an old classmate yesterday. I'm going to see a client tomorrow. When I become rich, I will travel everywhere. When this child grows up, I can finally relax. The mind always unconsciously focuses on the past and the future. Because we are identified with our mind, we are consumed by the past and the future, locking us in the trap of time. Our negative attitude is in part a result of falling into a time trap instead of focusing on the now. Anxiety, tension, stress, and unease are caused when our minds pay too much attention to the future and not enough attention to the now, while guilt, remorse, sadness, and resentment are caused when our minds pay too much attention to the past instead of the now. However, the past is in the past and will not happen again, while the future has not yet happened, it only exists in our minds in as imagination. The only thing we have and can grasp is the now. To summarize, we know that our mind creates a false ego through endless thoughts, controls us, and brings us great pain through negative emotions, and that by focusing on the past and the future, we get trapped in a time trap. Therefore, as long as we agree with our own minds, we will always live in pain. So how can we get rid of this pain? You have to move deeply into the now. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich, beruhig dich. Geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.